Hello, dear friend. I'm excited, as always. Anything that has to do with meditation brings me delight. And today, we're going to be talking about self-inquiry. Self-inquiry is a huge part of my practice and something that I did for many, 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 many years. And then I put it to sleep. And then I picked it back up. And then I put it to sleep. And I love that about the self-inquiry practice with any other practice, right? We can do something for a while and then perhaps we get tired of it and decide to do another type of practice. And the self-inquiry practice is about putting pen to paper. It's about putting your thoughts down in the written form. It's about contemplating. It's about seeing words come alive on the page. So I don't want you to get stuck, and if you don't have any time right now, set aside some time, right, for your practice, either in the morning or the nighttime or whenever you're creating the space that is sacred for you, put it into your calendar so you can do it. I don't need, 5 minutes. I don't need 2 hours. It's your amount of time that you need. Okay, so there's not a requirement. And the other thing that I love about self-inquiry is that there's no doing it wrong. Just like meditation, there's no right answer here. And so I want you to listen to Pema Chodron and then use this for your practice. Holding on to belief limits our experience of life. And so this is the self-inquiry that I want you to, write it down. And then the questions that I have for you are around this statement, okay? So let's dissect this for just one moment. Beliefs. What are the beliefs that we hold? So what are your beliefs that you hold on to dearly? One of the beliefs that I hold on to dearly is family. I love family, okay? So then it goes on to say, holding on to belief limits our experience of life. So in this self-inquiry practice, I look at how does my family, this belief of family, limiting my experience of life. See where I'm going with this? It's kind of deep. So holding on to family limits my experience of life. How is it limiting it? Well, for me personally, there's not a lot of travel like I used to when I was single. So I can't experience life. I can't go see bugs and turtles and, do all these crazy things that I used to do. But it doesn't limit everything, right? So I really get to die. Maybe I could twist the question and be like, well, my experience have grown into other areas, right? So I want you to dissect Pema's statement, holding on to belief limits our experience of life. Really dissect it, take it apart. You could even look at the word holding. And what does it mean to hold something, right? You could look at the word limits. What does that word mean to you? What does the word experience mean to you? So this practice of self-inquiry is taking things apart, looking at them, digesting them, and allowing the pen to scribe your beliefs, your thoughts, what's inside waiting to come out. At the top of the paper, I typically write, thank you for allowing this pen to be honest to me, or thank you for this practice time. I'm allowing the universe, the God within, to speak through me clearly. And you can create whatever it is that you want to come out clearly, right? It's a moment of gratitude. So thank you for allowing me to have the space and the time to write and to listen during the next 5 minutes or the next 10 minutes. And then just put the pen down and allow the pen to write. Self-inquiry is fantastic for going in and getting answers. And that's what we're looking for in this practice today. I hope you like that. Get quiet. One thing I also do before I do a self-inquiry practice is I just take a few breaths, inhaling and exhaling, feeling my sit bones on the chair or on the mat, wherever I'm at, and just feeling my feet, wiggling my toes, writing the little statement, the intention, and then getting into the writing. Okay? So, Pema statement, holding on to belief limits our experience of life. Holding on to belief limits our experience of life. What does this statement mean for you? All right, good friend, I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy this inquiry.